I mean, a lot of these things that we've been seeing that have been proposed or talked about at the EPA levels, we believe in DNR could be very crippling to the state economically. That affects everybody in this room. So while I couldn't tell you industry specific necessarily, I can tell you that from a broad reach, that some of the things that we've been seeing proposed or hearing about are really alarming. And our response to that isn't just to lay down, by the way. Our response is to communicate with our surrounding states, effectively, just like what we talked about, association membership, why that's important. Same is an alliance between the states, frankly, that really hasn't been done before in this region of the country. And we did it successfully on the wolf delisting, and now we're going to be doing it through the environmental side of the federal government as well. Also, I've taken more of an initiative educating our congressional delegation. I will tell you, when we took a visit to Washington this last summer and informed them, my primary focus, because I've got them for all of 90 minutes, I think, was the amount of time I had to relay all the concerns we had. And in that 90 minutes, I saw people's mouths hanging open at some of the things that they had no clue were being suggested or hinted through EPA. And we have got to do a better job state agency-wide to make sure we're connecting with the congressional delegation of all parties, because this stuff transcends all politics. We've got to do a better job doing that, and then standing together with states who understand what the ramifications will be on their citizens. And that's what we're doing.